The door at the back of the room opened slowly. The subtle movement caught my eye, and I glanced over in the subconscious way that you do when you see who is coming in. The dining hall turned tabernacle was filled to capacity, and Shauna snuck in quietly, taking her place at the back of the room as her husband stood at the front teaching. She was only 4 years older than me, but it might as well have been 14. The married with a baby life stage feels light years away when you're a single college student still trying to figure out what to do with your life. Shauna was tall, blonde, and strikingly beautiful, with the kind of personality that drew you in like a magnet. She made people feel important, seen, treasured even. She was one of those women whom everyone wanted to know, myself included. And as that Tuesday night Bible study wound down, I made my way to the back of the room. Her baby sat on her lap, cheeks round and full, brown eyes large and inquisitive. I'd always been drawn to babies, and I couldn't help but love on hers. Our small talk conversation meandered its way around to the upcoming fall retreat, the same retreat that was held every year, a few hours east in the Central Oregon Mountains. And by the time Shauna and I parted ways, we had a plan to meet up there and grab a latte together. A few weeks later, I stood in Shauna's kitchen, looking at photographs on the refrigerator as she expertly pulled shots from the espresso machine in the corner. The motor hummed, and the caramel-colored liquid trickled out. She poured it into a cup of ice before topping it off with a swirl of canned whipped cream and a quick finish of sprinkled cinnamon. Handing the glass to me and keeping one for herself, she led me into the living room and we took our perch on the well-worn deep purple couch. Caleb was stirring in his crib upstairs, not yet asleep. And Shauna began asking the kind of questions you ask someone in the throes of a brand new disciple-based friendship. Where are you from? Do you have any siblings? What is your major? Tell me your life story. This happened once a week, this sharing of learned life lessons. Week by week, we sat there swallowed up in her couch, reading different parts of the Bible alongside commentaries for explanation and insight and application. Shauna knew well that she didn't have to be a Bible teacher in order to disciple teach. Natural conversation followed, the simplest ones that always lead to the deeper ones, the ones that have grit and meaning, the ones that stick to your bones. Dig your well, Shauna said one day. I had been lamenting my struggle through singleness when the pastor's wife taught me her most important life lesson. It was a reference from Psalm 84, verse 6, and the people who pilgrim pass through the valley of Baca and make it a spring, or as it can also be translated, a well. The pilgrims traveling through drew water from that spring well before continuing on their way. Dig your well for yourself, she said, and also for the people who follow along after you, and do it now, while you are single and can dig a little deeper and linger a little bit longer. She had a point. I really had nothing else to do but pass the hours drinking coffee, studying for exams, working my part-time job, and dreaming of how the rest of my life would shape up. Shauna.